This is NHL Audio, presented by XM.
We welcome in Ken Hitchcock, the head coach of the St. Louis Blues. Ken, don't know if we should congratulate you first on the Jack Adams Award or on signing the contract extension.
Well, I feel like I got half an Adam Oates. If I would have bought a lotto ticket, I might have won a cup of coffee.
Yes, that's a pretty good day for Adam Oates and a pretty nice day for you. So, no, on a serious note, congratulations on the contract extension. What went into that?
Well, it just, you know, it's kind of Doug and I are the product of a buy-in by the players. So, for me, I think EJ knows me better than most, and he knows that it's just, you know, when you get to be 60, it's just 1 year at a time. It's all about the energy that you have. If you don't have the energy, then why do it? So I know I got enough energy for 2 years, and then we'll just see from there on a year-to-year basis.
Hitch, you're going to have enough energy for a long time. You're going to be coaching, you know, well into. I know you. You love to coach, so you'll be coaching and doing that job for a good while. Let me ask you now, as the time has kind of. We saw what happened in the Stanley Cup playoffs after you guys got bumped out. The team that beat you went on to win the Stanley Cup. Things have changed a little bit. Some guys get signed. I mean, where do you think the St. Louis Blues are right now? When you look at things as you head into July 1st and with some other guys still have to get taken care of, I mean, where do you feel the real push has to be? Where do you think you need to get better?
EJ, I think we're in really good shape. I think, you know, we're not going into free agency looking for a bunch of players. We don't have a lot of holes in our hockey club. We're like everybody else. You'd like to add and make yourself better, but we've got a lot of young guys coming back. We've got a lot of guys who are just entering prime of the year of their careers. And, you know, so we're not in the, I don't want to say we're bystanders, but we're not in the position where you know, you got big blank spaces there and you got to fill with somebody else's player on July 1st. We're in good shape. You know, we know where our depth is. We know where our forwards are. We got 15 returning forwards, and then it's just a matter of competition. You know, we've got a guy like Tarasenko coming in, and, you know, I think, you know, it's we're in a good position. We've got to improve. We know that. But I think we can do a lot of it from within and not have to look for other people's help.
You had such extraordinary goaltending and defense all season long. Would you like to score some more goals? Would goals be one area you'd like to improve?
You know what? I think that's going to come just because we're a year older and all of our concussed guys hopefully stay healthy. At least we're going to start that way, Deb. You know, we had players who played 30 games last year who had 25, 30 points in 30 games. So we've got guys that, if they get a full season in, or 60, 70-point players, that's going to add a lot to our offense. We never really saw our hockey club, and I think adding Tarasenko into the mix gives us another offensive player. Jaden Schwartz is going to give us another offensive player, so I think we got a lot of potential on that front, but we don't want to lose what our identity is. We're a checking team that scores some goals, and hopefully we score enough every night to win.
Hey, Hitch, where do you think Patrick Berglund is right now in his development? He's a young guy. He's played now for a couple of years in this league, and he's coming into a big point in time. He's in the last year of his contract. I mean, he's a big guy. He plays in the middle. I mean, he's a guy that if he, when I look at your team, if he continues to move forward, I think you have a great chance for your team to continue to move forward. I mean, where is he right now?
I think he's on the improve. I think his physical, it's almost like he was too big for his body. I think his physical size, EJ, is starting to catch up. And I think he's in a position where he's just starting to catch up cardio-wise. He was a young guy carrying around 230 pounds, and that was a lot of weight. And he wasn't physically mature enough to handle it, but he is now. And I thought he had a great playoff run. Last 20 games or so of the season, he was great. And I think he's really getting better every day. And I think he's a guy to us, maturity-wise, he's a guy for us, I think, can take a big step here.
Alex Pietrangelo took a big step last year. What are you looking for from him next season, really emerging?
I don't know. You know, just to me, same. He's just going to be one of those steady, good players. He's going to be a guy that gives you quality minutes every shift, every night, Deb. And what I tell you, he's a real valuable guy, because you go into, and you know, you got a 25-minute player that plays in every situation and you can count on him. He's one of those guys you never, ever have to talk to about being ready to play. And, you know, a little bit like having Nick Lidstrom, where you know he prepares himself the right way. He's very professional, and, you know, he's just fun to work with.
All right, well, fun to chat with you today. And what are you doing all summer?
We're packing up Beverly Hillbillies vehicle, and we're off to Canada.
That sounds great. Well, it's probably like 108 and humid there, right?
Yeah, no, it's nice.
All right, well, listen, Jed Clampett, get on your way, and we'll talk to you soon, buddy.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right,
Ken Hitchcock.
Love what you hear. It's never been easier to listen to the NHL on XM wherever you are. Sign up for a free 14-day trial and get exclusive audio entertainment on the go, at home or in your car. XM. Love to listen.